If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, for the past few weeks, maybe even a couple of months, we've been hearing from Andy the same
months.
Thing, like a broken record, and I thought it finally needed to be addressed this morning. So I know when you move, it takes time to sort of like settle in, find your groove, find a gym as well. You know, it takes some time for you to find whether you're looking for a trainer or some sort of facility that you want to work out in. But I've been noticing for the past 2 months, we hear Andy say, oh, I went downstairs just on my treadmill really quickly because I need to get my cardio up before I join a gym.
That's
and when he
exactly
came in,
right.
he was bragging about how much of a gym guy he is. He's like, yeah, I need to go to the gym. I'm obsessed with the gym. I'm always at the gym. But I noticed for 2 months you've been getting in shape, trying to get in shape so that you can go to the gym.
That's right.
I think you're missing the point of the gym.
No, I need to go to the gym so I can go to a gym. That's my whole, and I you're right, but I have good reason. I do want to get my cardio up on my own before I join a gym. And I'm very, you're right, I am particular about the type of gym that I want to join. I do CrossFit, and I'm certainly no pro, but I really enjoy it. And the thing with CrossFit is a lot of the time, the workouts are group classes, and I'm very self-conscious, and I just want to be able to keep up with everybody before I join and start doing CrossFit classes. So that's why I'm trying to get in shape before I go to a gym to get in shape.
It sounds like an excuse to me.
It's a total excuse, but it makes sense in my head.
Okay, whatever works for you, I suppose.
I mean, when you move to a new city, this is the time to take advantage of all those free trials, am I right?
True,
go to every single gym and just take every free class you can get. Right?
That's so true. And there are a lot of like places where you can pay $50 and get unlimited for the first little bit. Yeah, you should be doing the rounds right now.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually did do the rounds in a way. I kind of visited a few gyms, I don't know, probably almost a month ago. I stopped in at a couple places. And yeah, you're right, Sam, they did offer me all these free trials. You're going to get a free week here. We'll even give you a free month there. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll be back. I haven't gone back to any of those places.
You're like the people who clean their house before the cleaner comes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to clean for the cleaner. Got to get in shape to go to the gym.
I can't have the cleaner see any dirt on the floors.
So how long is it going to take for you to be prepared to step into a gym? Just curious.
My gym was actually closed yesterday downstairs. They're doing some maintenance. So that's one more day delayed.
Oh.
Kelly's away next week, so I won't have much to do. So maybe next week, if the weather's nice and if I get to my gym downstairs this week, and
we'll check in on you and see
check in July.
How ready you are.
Yeah. I know my gym's not good enough for you, so I'm not going to bother inviting you over.
Yeah, you don't have the right kind of floors.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
You know, I never really thought a place like Claire's would be in the news over something like this, but that's exactly what's happening at a store in Edmonton. And I bet you'll agree with why this employee quit. Nikki, how old were you when you got your ears pierced?
I was a baby. Like,
everybody
in my family. Yeah, they did it. My aunt, my mom's sister, is a hairdresser, and so, like, she had that gun out as soon as the babies were out of the womb, pretty much. Seriously.
So you weren't really scared. You didn't know what was going on.
I had issues with, I'm very allergic to everything, as you guys know, so I was allergic to a lot of different types of metals, so I had to have them re-pierced throughout my childhood multiple times.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I know exactly what it's like, but the first time it happened, I was a baby.
Did you want to get them pierced when you were old enough to know?
I wanted them pierced, I did.
Okay, well, quite the opposite from a little girl in Edmonton who didn't want to get her ears pierced. Her mother had taken her to a Claire's, but her little daughter, I guess, got cold feet. You know, it can be scary.
It is scary.
Yeah, as you were just saying. So after a lot of back and forth, the mother and the daughter left, and the next day the store manager told the piercer, next time that sort of thing happens, pierce the ears.
Like, hold down a 7-year-old and force her to have her ears pierced?
Yeah, I guess they need to make, how much does it cost? $12, $13?
It's not that much, right? Money.
It could probably even be free if you're just buying a pair of earrings.
I think you're right.
Yeah, the piercing is free, that's right. So we were kind of asking the question, do we have any right once the girl is old enough to even say, hey, I don't want to do this? Who are we to say, well, no, you have to do it?
So first of all, just to finish the story, what happened?
They walked away. The mother and daughter eventually walked away. I guess the mother said, you know what, this isn't worth it. The daughter was crying, so they walked away. She didn't get her ears pierced.
And the employee quit because she said, I'm not having this.
Yeah, she quit over it.
Yeah, and Claire's, of course, because it's in the news, especially now, they're saying, like, we're going to review our policies. And, you know, but should you be allowed to force a child who doesn't want her ears to be pierced?
And it's so tough because at 7 years old, that's how old the daughter was, she obviously can speak for herself to at least a certain extent. She can put thoughts together, right?
Oh,
she can put sentences together.
I think she can decide whether or not she's interested in having holes poked through her body.
Right. And in this case, it might have been she really wanted to go to Claire's really, really bad. She might have been egging her mother on for months, and all of a sudden the needle comes up to the ear, and like we said, she probably got cold
feet. I just
feet.
Got like PTSD when you said the needle comes up to the ear. And it was very scary at that age. It was.
I just feel like you either do it when the kid's immediately born, or you wait until they're old enough to give you their consent.
Isn't it? And like I said, everybody in my family does this. I watched my sister have her ears pierced when she was about 6 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a little strange that we do that too, though?
It is strange, but I mean, I've never heard of a woman complain or regret the fact that their parents got their ears pierced at that age.
No, kids will find any reason to hate their parents.
It's just never been an issue that I've heard of or that's come up in conversation. I mean, you wear earrings when you're a kid, and if you don't want to wear them, then you don't wear them, and the holes close up.
Well, I think because the holes don't always close up.
Don't always.
Because it becomes a part of you, so you don't really know any different,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
Kim Kieran, your daughter's 9 years old?
Yes.
Does she have her ears pierced?
She does.
Okay.
And she's loving it now, but it took a long time, and she made that choice. For her fifth birthday, that's what she wanted.
So when she was a baby, there was no way that you're going to go and take her? No?
No, there was no way I was putting holes in my child.
Let me ask you this, Kim. If she's like just begging you for months and months and months, and you finally give in and you take her to get her ears pierced, and all of a sudden she's like, you know, mommy, I don't really want to do it anymore. Would you kind of be like, no, we're doing this. This is going to happen. Or would you be like, all right, fine, let's just go after months of her begging you?
I might push her a little bit because I know my daughter's fears and limits. And okay, she needs a little tap to get through this. But if she's adamant, then no. Like when she was 5, we told her, like, if you change your mind at any time, we're out.
That's okay.
As long as it's before the first ear is pierced.
Mm-hmm. You can't get one and not the other.
We're committed after that. Yeah.
It's interesting because this is something that is obviously just so normal in our culture. But, you know, what if I took my 6-month-old baby to have her nose pierced? People would think that's really strange, right?
Yeah.
They'd probably think I'm a bad parent.
Not as cultural, I suppose.
But we're
pretty cool looking baby.
You're right. Cool baby.
Or we can just take a page out of my grandmother's book. She's 84 and she's never had her ears pierced.
No.
She has worn clip-ons her entire life. And she looks great.
I don't think that's good for her. I don't think that's that abnormal anymore. I think like in her generation, that would have probably been pretty abnormal.
Maybe.
But you wouldn't think anything of seeing a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old now without their ears pierced, right?
No, I don't even notice it.
Yeah, exactly. But good for her. She does her own thing.
Right?
We should get your grandmother's ears pierced. That'd be cool.
Never. Never.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Do you have a cute pet name for your partner? You can text her. We're getting so many hilarious ones this morning at 92925, but you might actually want to change it. So there's a good chance you wouldn't call your partner like Love Muffin or Pooh Bear in public, you know?
Not in public.
Right. No. Like if you're out for dinner and the waiter's there, you're not going to be like, Love Muffin.
Oh, God.
Right?
Those people.
Well, but nothing says confidence in a relationship like calling someone like that out in public. I mean, you're so secure with who you are with each other that you don't care what people
you think.
You think
so, Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
You think so? apparently, dropping these names, even in private conversation, though, can take a serious toll on your relationship.
Please don't say this.
Yeah. A professional said, if you're not careful, really adorable kind of nicknames can actually kill chemistry. They said the occasional like babe or hot stuff is like normal and healthy, but referring to your partner as an object that you'd rather like eat or cuddle with than pounce on can have a really negative impact, and it compounds over time, they said. So that you should be really careful. Like if, you know, it can sort of, maybe they're feeling like it can demasculate certain people too if you're constantly like Pooh Bear, like Schmoopy Schmoop. Can you, like if you're constantly saying that, they said it can sort of like kill the sexual chemistry in the relationship.
I mean, I've always called Kelly babe or baby, and she says the exact same thing to me. We probably call each other babe more than we call each other by our own names.
Yeah.
But that's as far as we've gone. We've actually had this talk, and we've kind of made a promise to each other never to go into that, cuddle puff zone or whatever you want. It's just not us. But we do know a few couples that call each other, you know, pumpkin or muffin, and they seem perfectly happy. I don't think their relationship's going to be ruined by naming each other after a gourd, but I get it. I get it. It does kind of change the feel of it turns almost to a cute
the
relationship,
dynamic, yeah.
Right? As opposed to a sexual partnership, I guess.
Like if it's a word that you could also use for a child, you know, like if you would call your child that name and you'd also call your partner that name, it could be an issue. Sam, I know you have a funny name.
Yeah, well, it's like an evolution, right? I mean, like we're at poopy and poo-poo. And
that's what you call each other?
Yeah.
You call each other poopy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean like several times a day.
Poopy.
Poopy.
Of all things. You're okay being called poopy too?
Absolutely. Okay, we own it. Like, we're on the same wavelength. The fact that we share the same name, I think, is a good thing, as opposed to having different names for each other. You know, we're on the same wavelength.
You're each other's poopies.
I dated a guy who would not have been okay with that, because I always called him baby. Like, I always, I don't know. It was what I always used. And he would be like, I'm not a child. Like, well, I'm a man. I'm like, oh, okay, geez. Okay, relax. Man. Like, what do you want me to say?
Baby.
So I can only imagine if I was like poopy, how offensive that would be.
I get it though. Like, when you are trying to get in the mood, like, those names kind of ruin
they
the mood.
Do it for you. Yeah. Like, oh, poopy, you look so hot today.
Hey, poopy, you want me to light some candles?
You have to say in the voice, poopy.
Oh. You guys don't do this in public, do you?
We do.
In front of people.
Absolutely. Oh, we don't care.
There's an author of a book called Stop Calling Him Honey and Start Having Sex. And she says, her name is Maggie Arna, and she says that really cute, adorable nicknames can kill chemistry in a relationship. That you shouldn't be calling your significant other something that you could eat or cuddle with, or something that you could call a child, basically, right?
Certainly not in the bedroom. You don't want to be, you know, getting amorous and then your significant other calls you, hey, booty bear, you want to take your clothes off? It's just weird.
We're getting a lot of texts about different pet names at 92925.
Speaking of pooty, we got this text. I was pooty. My husband was Pudums for a good 5 years, together for 18 years. So I want to know what happened after 5 years. They stopped calling each other Pudums. Did something change? But anyway, that's what they call themselves.
Somebody said, yes, Sam, we do the same. They said they also call each other poopy in their relationship, there like you guys do.
A lot of people call their pets poopy. You know, I don't know how I feel about that. But this texture says she calls her husband my lovely taquito.
This
is my taquito. I just want to roll them up and eat them.
See, mentioning the pet thing, I think that's this author's point too, that if you can like call a pet the same name you're calling somebody that you want to like get hot and heavy with.
But a lot of times these nicknames come out organically. You don't meet someone and right away you say, I'm going to call you poopy. I mean, like, these things take time to evolve. I mean, the affection you have for your pets are oftentimes the same affection that you'll have for your partner.
Well, it should be a little different. I think the affection should be a little different.
In most areas, not all.
Relationships and pet relationships, I would hope so. All right, Lucy, what's your pet name with your husband?
Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny. Aww.
Both of you. You each call each other Bunny. Oh, where did that come from?
It came actually from Honey, and it evolved to Bunny.
Aww.
The evolution of nicknames.
The cross between like Babe and Honey.
Bunny.
So do you do this all the time, like in front of everybody, no matter where you're at?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You don't care what people think.
Do you want to give a shout out to Bunny this morning? He may be listening.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This one says, I call my husband Mushy and he calls me Squish.
That's adorable.
That is kind of cute.
Honey Buns is what I call my hubby from Louise, so that must mean he has nice buns.
Honey Buns. I have friends who call each other Fatty. That's like actually
it's kind of cute.
No, it does make you feel so sexy before you're hopping in bed. Someone says I call him Cheerios. See, everybody has the cute pet names. Anyway, if you're having trouble in the bedroom, maybe you want to change it to Hot Stuff once in a while.
Okay? Right.
Though that sounds really wrong too.
It
like,
does.
Hey, Hot Stuff.
It doesn't sound all that natural.
Doesn't sound natural at all.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
At what point in a relationship is it normal to like get annoyed with the little things? And I know you know what I'm talking about when I say the little things, because we're getting a ton of texts at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I'm talking about this because I was reading a column the other day. It was like an advice column, and somebody had said, is it bad that the little things annoy me only 7 months into my relationship? And again, immediately I knew what the little things are. They're like heavy breathing, like things that really have nothing to do with you but still annoy you, right?
Yeah, there's those things that probably the other person doesn't even know they're doing or
they
can't even control.
Sure. Yeah.
But they do it anyway, and you're too polite or you just accept it even though it bugs the living daylights out of you.
Exactly. And in the beginning, you don't see it because you're just living with rose-colored glasses on. Yeah. But then you realize it happens not only in relationships, it happens with coworkers too, and it happens with friends too, right?
Yeah, we're not meant to be living in such close quarters with any human being, I don't think. You know, so the longer you spend with someone, the more these things sort of creep up on you
so
and you can't shake them.
What are those little things?
Well, you know, we work in a small room every single day. We're in the same room for like 5 hours, just the three of us. Yeah. And I've noticed this maybe in the last month or so.
Oh, only a month in.
Well, every so often, Sam we're just, you know, we'll just be talking all of a sudden. He'll just start bowing and then he'll start doing, you know.
Oh, like, yeah, his yoga stretches.
Yeah, out of nowhere, he'll put his right leg on top of his other leg and start crouching down. And I can't help myself but look over. It's so distracting. I know he doesn't mean to be distracted. I'm like, what are you doing now?
My physiotherapist would be very proud of me for your promotion.
Good for you. Stretch with somewhere else.
That's right.
For me, there is somebody in the room who touches their beard a lot, sort of picks it. And it's one of those things. Like you said, it has nothing to do with me. Yeah. Like, it's not, but I'm just like there's sometimes I'm like, can you stop? Can you take your hands out of your beard for 1 minute? Well, just have a second.
So I have a small beard. Sam has a slightly more pronounced beard. Will you say which one of us
Maybe
it is?
Maybe I'm talking about Kim Karen. You don't know. Sam, what are the small things that annoy you?
Well, in general, I mean, like, just don't eat in bed. Cover your mouth when you sneeze. Don't make more noise than you have to when you're sneezing.
But those are all, like, fair things. Like, nobody wants germs everywhere when someone sneezes, and nobody wants crumbs in their bed.
You would think.
But we're talking... okay, you had something you needed to get off your chest there.
Wow.
What about, like, when somebody... The breathing can be a big one, too.
Heavy breathing. Irregular breathing. Mouth breathing. Just breathe normally.
Don't you find, but it only bothers you on certain days. Like, I think hormones are involved. You're either hungry or tired, you know? Because there's some days
when
you
just don't want to be here, you know?
You do too. There's some days when these things get to you a lot more than other days,
For sure,
right?
Yeah.
This text says, my husband's crunching when we're watching TV at night and he's eating a bag of Miss Vicky's chips. It drives me mad most of the time.
Oh, so good. Salt and vinegar, the best.
Half the time you can't call that person out because you know that there's something that you do that probably aggravates them, and so you just sort of live with it and you deal with it, which is all the more frustrating because how do you address these things?
Well, at a certain point, I think your awareness tells you that it's your problem, not their problem. Like the beard thing. Like, you know, my mind in that moment, I'm able to go like, okay, this is actually about me. This isn't about anybody touching their beard.
It's been proven that people that have higher intelligence and have more sensitivity to loud chewing, they pick up on these little details. So a lot of times it's just your awareness, your heightened sense of awareness.
You can't change the world, though. You can only change yourself.
The world around you.
You can't change the world around you. Somebody said, what does Nikki do that is annoying?
Oh, okay. I've got something, actually.
I have something, too.
Really? Yeah. Okay, I haven't known Nikki as long, so it's probably not as big as what yours is.
What is it?
Let's say our thing on three. Okay. Ready?
You guys talked about this.
Well, we both wrote something down.
Okay.
We both wrote something down.
There was no collusion here.
There's collusion.
Ready?
One, two,
constant sniffing.
Sniffing.
You sniff all the
time. You're a nose sniffer.
A nose sniffer.
Yeah, do it all the time.
Because we're on air, so you need to make sure that everything's like clear and good.
Oh, off
air.
We
don't feel the need to sniff.
It's like, what are you smelling? What is that?
I love this text. Leaving the refrigerator door open, picking his nose while sleeping, and dumping boogers on the floor.
Who is this? Got
yourself a winner right there.
That is disgusting.
Wow.
Slurping coffee is on here. Yeah.
There's a good text here. My husband makes these little sounds without even realizing it when he's eating something that tastes really good.
This one says, a woman I work with is constantly saying okay while she's telling a story. Like every few words she says okay.
Like you're following along, okay?
Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.